Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get the starters for the Warriors tonight. Head coach Steve Kerr.
In his ninth NBA season from Michigan State, number 23, Draymond Green. Playing his seventh year out of Kansas, number 22, Andrew Wiggins. In his first NBA season from the University of Memphis, number 33, James Wiseman. Playing in his sixth year out of Kansas, number 12, Kelly Oubre Jr. And your Western Conference Player of the Week, number 30, Stephen Curry.
Franco Fimm with the introductions. I'm Tim Roy. We'll come back and get you the Sacramento starters as we pause 10 seconds. Station identification on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network. Old friend Harrison Barnes starts at the small forward spot for Luke Walton, the head coach of the Sacramento Kings, who are 3-3 on the year. Marvin Bagley III will start the power position, averaging 11 points and 8 rebounds a game. Rashawn Holmes, who's shooting 66% from the field, starts at center, 6'10 pro out of Bowling Green in his sixth NBA season. De'Aaron Fox, he of the recent signee, a big contract, starts at point guard, and Buddy Hield, the shooter from Oklahoma, is your off guard. The officials are Sean Wright, Carl Lane, and Leroy Richardson. Time now for our CarMax keys to the game. Tom Tobin alongside. And what keys, pray tell, would you have?
Rebounding. Sacramento can get on the glass. They're third in the league in offensive rebounding percentage. Warriors are 24th in defensive rebounding percentage. So I thought the defense was much better last night. I love a couple nights ago. That was last night. His game's starting to run together. I'm doing so many.
Yeah. What's your next assignment? Is there a tournament in Aruba?
Just kind of waiting for that. But rebounding's going to be a key tonight. The Kings, a lot of athleticism, can get to the glass, keep plays alive. What you don't want to have happen tonight is be like minus 15 field goal attempts where you're getting up 85 shots, they're getting up 100 shots or 98 shots. They're going to like to run and they're going to like to go. So you got to pick up Buddy Hield when he's in the game at the three-point line, and you better stop Fox's penetration because he loves to get to the left hand. He loves to get to the paint. And when he does, he can fling it out to shooters. But basically, just give the same defensive energy you gave in the first quarter last night.
The Bay uniforms on for the Warriors, same as last night. Kings in what used to be called road blacks with white numbers, white letters. And they're going right to left with the opening tip. De'Aaron Fox has it and gets it up top to Holmes. Fox dribble handoff, got it to Harrison Barnes, part of the 2015 Championship Warrior squad. Now to Fox. Backs up. Shoots a jumper over Wiggins. Back rim miss. And there's Oubre Jr. high in the air for the rebound. No break to speak of. And Curry to walk it up. Kings are an odd team. They're playing a zone to start the game. A 1-2-2 zone here. Wiggins. Screened by Wiseman. To the elbow. Back to Wiseman. Down the lane. Just bullied ball. Took it right over the top of Bagley and laid it in.
Well, they didn't play it well. Didn't look like they all knew they were playing it, to be honest with you.
Fox up top. Curling off a screen is healed. Has a man on his back. Ball knocked away from behind by Oubre Jr. Grabbed inside Bagley to that left hand. Missed it. Wiseman, who's also a lefty, pulls down the rebound. Gets it over to Curry. Curry crosses the timeline between the circles. Curry now working right wing. Guarded by Holmes on the switch. Curry surveys the floor. Probing the defense. Takes it to the baseline. Draws a crowd. Skip pass to Oubre Jr. to Wiggins. Four to shoot. Up top to Draymond for three. Got it! Draymond nailed it down. And that's a 5-0 start.
Is that his first field goal of the year?
I believe it is. His first bucket of the year right there. Game number three. Bagley below the elbow on the left wing to the paint. Right hand dribble and he runs over Draymond Green. It's an offensive foul. And a turnover on Sacramento.
Well, you couldn't hope for anything better for Steve Kerr and the Warriors. This Sacramento team's kind of teetering a little bit over the last couple days. And to get on them quick, get them questioning themselves, nice start.
Well, it is just tough right now for Luke Walton, the Kings, with so much clamor around the squad. Open elbow jumper for Wiggins, not there. Wiseman offensive rebound to Oubre Jr. Knocks down the triple from the right side. 8-0 beginning for the Warriors in the first 2 minutes of the game.
The guy show up and he doesn't miss.
Oh, look at you.
You gotta love
Fox
it.
Down the lane, fouled by Curry. Reached out with his hands on the dribble drive. And that is a foul.
You know, I talked about that a little earlier on about what Kelly Oubre is doing outside from shooting the threes. And that's what you have to concentrate on. If you make him, you make him. If you don't, you don't. I know he's 2-for-24, now 3-for-25. It's going to take a while before those numbers get a lot better. You can't worry about that because he impacts the game in a bunch of different ways, or can.
He's got an edge to him. He's a defender.
Yep.
Last three games, he scored 14, 10, and 17. I think the Warriors will be pretty happy with that kind of production. Fox makes the first, missed the second. 8-1 Warriors, Draymond to the front court. Waves Wiseman away, leaving Wiggins to curl up top. Screen by Wiseman. Wiseman doesn't roll. Now screens again. Wiggins rejects that screen. Spins in traffic. Locates Draymond. Draymond. Oubre changes for Curry. Quick release on three. Lands with a thud. Oubre Jr. steals the rebound. Missed the dunk inside. And Bagley defensive board. Over to Fox right wing. Down the lane. Holmes flies in for a dunk. Boy, Oubre Jr. did a great thing there. Just couldn't finish. Catches now left corner from Curry. The three ball up and no good. And the rebound to Holmes. Heald this time will advance. Now over to Fox. Fox front court back to Heald. Heald flipped it to the corner. There's Barnes. It's a three. It's way too strong. Air ball. And the rebound in the lap of Draymond Green. We played just about 3 minutes of basketball. And the Warriors lead by five. Draymond on the bounce. Left wing Wiggins. Left hand pass to Curry in the corner. Entry pass to Wiseman. He's at the box. Surveys. Goes to work. Backs down. Gets pushed by Rashawn Holmes. And Wiseman will shoot two. You know, Tom, it's interesting. Everybody was talking about the lack of defense for Golden State. And then I looked at the Warriors' opponent field goal percentages in the paint, and they're pretty good. Kind of, that person is changing, that young man is changing hearts and minds down there.
Now, I like him a lot. And I think defensively, that last night, defensively was his best game.
Wiggins, top of the key jumper. That doesn't go. Heald with a rebound. Spins and surveys. Good bounce pass in traffic to Holmes. Reaches back with the right arm. No good. Loose ball to Bagley. Goes up. Blocked by Wiseman. Deflected. Bagley gets it again. Blocked by Wiseman again. And a foul call. Inside.
Well, a lot of what he's doing is athleticism, right? When he gets that awareness to go with it and anticipation, like what Draymond has, I don't know if he'll ever get that. I mean, that's exceptional. But when he gets that, then he's really going to be a force down on the defensive end.
Free throw is good by Bagley. He missed it. He didn't play the last 8 minutes of one of their games in Houston. His dad tweeted out that the son should be traded.
Oh, I'm glad there was no such thing as Twitter when I was playing. Not that my dad would have partaken.
Bagley hits the first, missed the second. Wiseman snatches the board. Curry comes over, takes it, dribbles in, scoop to the hoop, up and good, got him. Harrison Barnes was there with weak side help, but Curry floated that one high and off the window. As you mentioned, one of the best finishers in this era at the rim. Fox, double team, skip pass over to Barnes, right corner, Wolf shoot, fake, dribble drive, handoff inside Bagley, knocked out of bounds by Draymond. 10 to shoot for Sacramento, a little inbound near side of the basket to our left. Fox to throw it in. Finds Buddy Hield. His shot contested. Too strong. Draymond hustles the rebound in the left corner. Dribbles it up. A control break. Draymond lob inside. Wiseman had position and draws the second foul on Holmes as the rookie got down the floor and set up shop in the paint.
Well, that's something that he should do. I mean, he should do it consistently, but he should get a couple buckets out of that a game just running. Because he can fly.
Wiseman up top throws to Draymond. Draymond waits for Curry. Curry comes through. Draymond over to Curry, left wing. Working on Buddy Hield. A lot of congestion there. So Curry now takes a baseline. Double team. Bad pass deflected. Draymond gets it. Five to shoot. Has to take a long three. That's going to be no good. And that play going nowhere. Rebound cleared by Bagley. Here comes Fox. Fox off a screen, accelerates down the lane, lob for Bagley. Draymond anticipated, knocked it away. Loose ball to Curry, four on a three. Dialing long distance, no good. Tipped up, no good. Rebound loose. Oubre Jr. couldn't get it, and Fox will take it the right way. Still 10-4 Warriors, 7:23 to go first quarter. Barnes, dribble drive, goes in. No good, whistle and a foul.
Yeah, that was the old, if it goes in, I won't call it. But it didn't, so I'm going to call the foul.
Barnes to the line. I think of that last tip rebound for the Warriors. Wiseman and Oubre didn't communicate. They both kind of went for it.
Well, when you're going for the offensive glass, you're just going. You're not really seeing who's around you. But what a spectacular play by Draymond defensively the last time.
Yeah.
Just seeing the lob and knowing that Wiseman was going to help out on the lob, so he had to get back over to where the lob was going to go over Wiseman. I didn't explain that very well. I was picturing in my head as I was talking. I go, that didn't make no sense whatsoever. Wiseman came over to the ball handler. Draymond took Wiseman's man.
So you don't really need a media critic. You've already got a couple roaming around up there.
Absolutely. You know, when you got to be the first to say it.
Yeah.
Like when you get a bad shot, my bad.
Yeah.
You point at yourself. You know, you raise your hand. Although everybody knows it was your bad. But that's me raising my hand right there going, no.
Fouls on Wiggins. Barnes, one of two. Warriors attacking the basket to our right against a matchup zone defense here. Now on the drive, Wiggins takes Fox into the paint. Spins, shoots, rattled it up and in. Nice shot by Wiggins. Took his time there. 12-5. Here comes Fox the other way. Driving on Draymond. Beats everybody to the glass with the right hand. Steve Kerr, not happy, calls a timeout. He did not like that. 6:53 to go in the first. 12-7, Warriors on top on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Warriors up 12-7, full court pressure by Sacramento here. And we readjust the lineups. Corey Joseph, Manya Bielica is checked in for Sacramento. Wiggins with the handle, screened by Oubre. Wiggins, one hand pass to Curry. Quick release, it's up off the rim, no good. Bielica with a rebound. And Joseph, the former Spur, will bring the ball off the floor. Warriors in man-to-man. Bagley gets it. And two-hand touch by Wiseman. That's going to be his second foul. Fouling has been an issue for the rookie. Kevon Looney will get the call. But fouling, as I mentioned earlier today on a talk show, is always an issue for rookies.
Yeah, because you're late mentally. And by the way, when you say they pick up man-to-man full court, you always have to say token. Because in the NBA, all they do is, and then they win, and they run back.
They want to make you burn a couple of extra seconds. That's all. Hield in traffic, stolen away. Good hands by Oubre Jr. Gets a lead out pass from Curry and flies in for a two-hand slam. Oubre paying off defensively there. 14-7. Warriors on top. Bagley one-on-one on Looney. Travels. Turned it over. And now we have a delay of game, the dreaded delay of game on Sacramento.
Don't you think with being able to have your shoes any color you want to, wouldn't you have them the color of the floor so it'd help you with traveling calls? Because these shoes are so bright, you notice the traveling calls more.
I'm the wrong person to ask about the fashion.
Have wood shoes.
How about we have like regular shoes? How about we have regular uniforms? Here's Wiggins driving in, flies in for a dunk. Wiggins from the top of the key to the rim, 16-7. Barnes down the near wing. Sacramento, their pace numbers have them playing slow, but their transition numbers are very good. Again, small sample size early in the season. Buddy Hield gets it over to Harrison Barnes. Outside the arc, takes a contested three. Not a great shot. Rebound to Oubre Jr. Deflected it to Draymond. Draymond up the floor. Waits on a bounce pass to Looney. Finds Curry. Curling off a screen. Open three. Knocked it down. And it is 19-7. Sacramento's going to call time now. 5:23 to go. A 7-0 burst for the Warriors here in the first quarter on the 95-7 The Game. Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Off the inbounds, Oubre Jr. deflected it off the knee of De'Aaron Fox. Bielitsa threw a pass that Oubre got to and deflected it away. The Warriors get the ball back.
You want to talk about lazy.
Wow.
Make sure Luke's okay on the bench over there.
5:22 to go. First quarter, Warriors up by 12. Bazemore waits for Curry. Catches right side, guarded by Bagley. Now feeds downstairs, goes to Looney. Left-hand dribble, spinning baseline, to the rack, goes up. A tough bank shot, good in traffic for Kevon Looney. Draymond Green is out there with Oubre Jr., Curry, Looney, and Bazemore. Kent Bazemore seeing his first action of the night. Fox penetrates, gets it over to the corner. With it there, Glenn Robinson the third. Throws it back outside to Joseph. Checks the clock. Five. Got to go. Bounce pass. Robinson the third. Blocked by Oubre Jr. Out of bounds. One and change on the shot clock. 1.4.
That was really nice. And it all started with Looney being able to stay in front of Fox. Sliding his feet. That's what Looney can give you. A big guy that can stay in front of little guys a little bit.
Fox looking. Lobbed it to Bagley. He'll turn and take a long jump shot. Hit the side of the backboard. That's a shot clock violation and a nice defensive stand for Golden State. By the way, on the uniform thing, I taped the Kings Rockets game. The Rockets were wearing powder blue. That's all I want to say. That's it.
That's all you need to say. It's an outrage.
The Kings wore powder blue, sure, because they did wear powder blue at one point. Down the drive, Oubre Jr. up and no good.
Well, now the Rockets can say they wore powder blue.
Okay, Fox all the way other end, drives and layup, is up and good. 21-9.
I don't know about the whole uniform thing. I can't figure it out.
And veteran Warrior radio listeners know we will get to the game eventually. Looney drives in, takes it, spins, goes up with a right-hand flip. No good. Tipped away by Bagley. Run down by Robinson. Over to Fox. Fox crossing the timeline. Oubre Jr. in front of him. Ball to Joseph to Bielitsa. Good closeout by Draymond. Bielitsa casually backs him down. Right hand spins baseline. Gets by him, and Draymond had to foul him.
That was a nice move by Bielitsa. But it's a nice recognition by Draymond getting out of the corner, because that's what Bielitsa wants to do. He's a pick-and-pop guy, face-up shooter guy. He made him do something, and you got to prove you're comfortable in the block, and he did. It was a nice spin baseline and drew the foul.
He leads it to the free throw line. He'll get a couple there.
Checking in for the Warriors, number 7.
Steve Kerr saying the good locker room vibes have to translate into a win tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're feeling pretty good, but I'm wondering how we're going to play. You know, we got to back it up. And if we're going to be a good team, these are the games we have to win to build some momentum and continue to build our identity and figure out, you know, who we are, what kind of team we are.
Draymond to sit down with 3 points, 4 rebounds, and an assist. Bielitsa hits both free throws for Sacramento. 10-point lead for the Warriors, 21-11. Curry left wing. Backs up Bagley. Steps out, shoots a three. Got it. Curry from the left wing.
Anytime you get it big on him, you're in trouble.
He's got a Bielitsa straight on for a triple. Nothing there. Looney clears to Bazemore. Bazemore sees a lot of traffic, slows it down, waits for Curry. Curry topside. Curry off the dribble, floats it over to Oubre Jr. He'll drive, spins back to the left hand, splits traffic, and got fouled.
Smooth. That's what I'd like to see more from him. You don't have to shoot the three. If you're wide open in the corner, I think you have to. I think the computer dictates you have to shoot that shot. But it's okay to pump fake and get to the middle of the lane. That's what he – use your athleticism.
Cache Creek Casino Resort giving Warrior fans a gift this New Year's. Actually, 25 of them for 25 consecutive days, giving away unbelievable prizes like today's prize. A PlayStation 4 and the grand prize, an autographed Stephen Curry basketball. Enter to win every day at warriors.com/25days. Oubre Jr. hits both free throws. 26-11, Golden State. In a 16-6 push over the last 3 minutes and 25 seconds. Joseph runs Oubre Jr. through a screen, rotates to Fox. They give him a three on the right wing. That's good. Fox is streaky there. 26-14, so you have to keep an eye on him, even though his numbers aren't great. Curry splitting traffic, driving down the lane, throws to the corner. Pascal there. It's a jumper. It's a three, and it is 3 points for Eric Pascal. 29-14. Fox all the way. Pass deflected out of bounds off the hand of Hassan Whiteside, who's on the floor for the first time. Turnover.
Well, that was a tough one for a big guy to catch. All kinds of hands. It was hot. Probably shouldn't have thrown that.
2:51, time remaining in the first. Pascal pulls up, 14-footer blocked by Whiteside. Pascal on the rebound, got fouled by Fox, and that's a break for Golden State. Hassan Whiteside has led this league in blocks on two separate occasions.
Yeah, Pascal, a little too casual going.
No, I'm open at 15. No.
Going to white side.
Yeah. Oubre Jr. lob into Looney on the side, out of bounds. Looney will take it middle, throws left corner, deflected, it's out of bounds. Now they're going to say it is Leroy Richardson just pointed in the wrong direction. It's going to be Warriors ball with 8 to shoot. Far sideline. Curry waiting. Looney pops out, gets it, hand off Curry. Curry dribbles in, throws to the right corner. There's Bazemore. He's open. He fires and can't find the range on three. Rebound and a foul. Foul is on Sacramento. Corey Joseph with a foul, his first. And the Warriors are in the bonus now, or in the penalty, if you will.
Not sure if they'll show a replay of that. There's so many bodies down there, I couldn't tell if he just pushed him in the back. The Warriors just seem to be more aggressive right now.
Kevon Looney at the line misses the first.
Want the ball a little bit more, a little bit quicker to the ball. And their team's playing at a different speed.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, the Kings played last night. You know, they look like a team that maybe either traveled or played the night before. Looney hits the second. It's 30-14 Warriors. Fox down the near side. Low with a dribble, and he's going to call a timeout. Luke Walton will call his second timeout of the quarter. 2:25 to go in the first. Warriors 30, Kings 14 on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 30-14, 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert. Here at Chase Center, Warriors have 10 points off turnovers. Kings have none.
Kings shoot 4-for-14, 1-for-5 from three. And again, it's not like the Warriors are lighting it up. 45.8, 11-for-24, and then 5-for-11 from three. They're just getting to more balls.
Now it's the Warriors in the zone. Ball goes to Whiteside, left. He's doubled at the box. Joseph rotates. Bielitsa fakes a dribble drive. Throws back to the corner. It's Joseph there. A left corner three for Joseph. Well done by the Kings.
Boy, if you have a big guy that can penetrate into a zone, that's such an advantage.
Oubre Jr. topside against the zone. Feeds Pascal down the lane. There's Whiteside changing the shot, but Looney right there to clean it up, and he jammed it down.
And Bielitsa just stood there and watched. If your big guy's going to go help out and try to block a shot, you better get in there and help him out.
Bielitsa outside the Fox. He has all day for three. Missed it. Ball tipped by Bazemore to Curry. Curry knocked to the floor. No call. And the ball goes to Pascal. Pascal down the right side to the elbow. Looking to facilitate. Now spins to the baseline. Backs his man down to the box. Pascal going one-on-one. Throws cross-court to Oubre Jr. Warriors not sure what to do. Oubre Jr. with a three. It's no good. And Fox will take it in stride with a minute 25 left in the quarter. Fox, cross court, Joseph, right corner, Bielitsa, pump fake, dribble drive, feeds white side, goes up, blocked from behind by Bazemore, and Bazemore gets it back for Pascal on the break. Bazemore all the way glides in and scores with a left hand.
See, just the casual nature of Whiteside catching the ball and allowing somebody to come from behind and knock it away. I'm sure Luke Walton is not happy with the urgency of the Kings right now.
Joseph to Bielitsa. 34-17. Warriors are up 17 in the first quarter. Joseph off the screen. Joseph down the lane to the rim. Missed the layup. He got a helping hand in the back, and he's going to shoot two. Looney with the foul. So Joseph heads to the free throw line. Juan Toscano-Anderson not available today. Nico Mannion has been activated.
Part of it is to reward Nico. He's been working like crazy here the last couple weeks, and he needs to put on that uniform and get into an NBA game. And with Juan, you know, with Draymond back, we've got to start being cautious with Juan's games. You know, he can play a total of 50, and he hasn't missed a game yet. He's been active all six. So we got to start picking off some games for Juan, and this will be the first one.
Mannion, one of a number of players in NBA history playing with red hair, including Bill Walton, yeah. Matt Bonner. Free throw good for Joseph. Missed the first, made the second.
Steve actually told me it was nothing more than Arizona nepotism.
Yeah, that had to be.
You know what? I decided to say it.
Channing Frye in a 10-day. Curry with the ball. Near sideline. Away from a screen. Draws a crowd. Baseline. Ridden out by Whiteside. Bad pass. Deflected out of bounds by Wiggins. It's going to be Sacramento ball.
Yeah, Steph got himself into a position where he didn't really have anywhere to go. And Whiteside is such a large human being. And he is big. He walled off. Probably an eclipse down there, too. He just threw it out. Maybe he thought somebody was there.
By the way, nice play by Wiggins to save a layup there. Here's Fox penetrating. Dishes over to Joseph. Low pass, good catch. Driving in, hand off to Whiteside. Whiteside, who's getting mail in there, gets fouled.
But who?
Well, it's in there for a long time. 7 feet tall, 265 pounds.
Is that even a rule anymore?
I rarely see a call.
You see more defensive 3 seconds than offensive 3 seconds.
Whiteside, who was originally drafted by Sacramento, you got to give him credit. He got himself into good shape, got to Miami and established his career. He had played overseas for a couple of years in Lebanon, led the league in blocks a couple of times, and now in his ninth year.
One shot.
Now, when he went to Miami, that's where he really opened everyone's eyes.
What was the term that Eric Spoelstra used? He was giving them vertical spacing.
Yeah. And now everyone uses that.
Absolutely. It's a copycat league.
Yeah.
Whiteside at the free throw line. And he buries that to make it 34-20. Played his college ball at Marshall, so therefore he is a thundering herd. Yeah. 15 seconds, shot clock turned off. Curry at the logo. They double-team Curry. Curry trying to dribble out of that, throws over to Pascal. Pascal back to Curry. Curry far sideline. They're running after him. Curry takes a three and got fouled. That play had
zero chance?
Well, it's eerily similar to some of the plays that we all saw while watching kids' games. You know, the best kid on the other team's dribbling and everybody's chasing him and Joseph, it wasn't much of a foul, but he got into the airspace of Curry on the landing.
Yeah, that's one of those ones you look at and go, okay, what are we doing here? I know we're trying to protect the player, but Joseph was going to the side in front of him. It was an interesting one. Huh? Is Luke going to challenge it?
I don't know. He's at midcourt.
I don't think you win. You can't. I don't think you change something like that. It's almost like in football, trying to challenge the mark, the spot. It's like, it's in a scrum. What are you going to do?
Curry hits the first free throw.
But I get the protection of the players. But the one I'm more concerned with, Tim, is when you come at a player.
Right.
And you land directly underneath them. And when you're going to the side, I guess, and I don't know what the instructions are for the officials, how they're supposed to adjudicate that. But as a player, that'd be a tough one for me.
Curry, by the way, had 62 last night. Will Chamberlain holds the record for points in consecutive games with 158. At 101 night, 58 the next.
Good luck.
So Curry has to go with 97 tonight in order to match that. So, or something like that. 96. Maybe.
Shouldn't there just be a Will category and then an everyone else category?
Yeah, there should be. All three good for Curry. Fox up the floor, penetrates, gets it over to Barnes. Quick release on the three, no good. And the buzzer sounds. The quarter is over. Eight players have scored for Golden State. Curry leads with 11. It's Warriors 37, Sacramento 20. Second quarter action upcoming from Chase Center on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 37-20, part of your game summary brought to you by CarMax. Warriors have forced seven turnovers and cashed in with 10 points. Only one turnover for Golden State. They have nine assists on 13 buckets. Kings 5 of 18, shooting 27% from the field. 37-20 Warriors. Wiggins down the lane, first possession. Throws outside. Wanamaker to Damian Lee. Straight on for three. Nothing there. Whiteside with the rebound. Let's reset your lineups now. Bazemore, Pascal, Lee, Wanamaker, and Wiggins. Barnes, Heald, Bielitsa, Joseph, and Whiteside for head coach Luke Walton. Whiteside up top. Hand off Heald. Gets it over on the far side to Joseph. He'll cradle the ball on the drive feed. Whiteside, and he shuffled his feet and traveled.
Well, he's had some issues. He's caught one in there, got it blocked. Caught one in there, got fouled because he couldn't get it up on the glass quick enough. And then that one, that was a wide open dunk. If he doesn't travel, just shuffled his feet.
You know, it's a kind of game that reminds me, Tom, of like when you're traveling back in the day and used to go to the Palace in Auburn Hills, and you'd stay out in the middle of nowhere. It'd be one of those gray days, and there'd be no energy.
I remember those days.
Wiggins up top, trying to make a move on heel. Not enough spacing for the Warriors. Now comes off a screen by Pascal, backs up Whiteside, shot rejected, took it right to him. Here comes Joseph on the break, spins away from Wanamaker, stops and shoveled it out to the trailing Bielitsa, who can't cash in on the three, and Damian Lee with a tough defensive rebound. Still 37-20 Warriors. Wiggins on the far side, feeds down to Pascal. Pascal waits, backs Barnes down, turns, fade away from 14, up and good.
He is so good. 17 and in.
Oh, yeah.
He really is.
Just has to be aware tonight of where number 20 for Sacramento is, and that's Whiteside. Joseph in traffic in trouble. Ball batted down. Gets it back. Bielitsa from almost midcourt. No good. And the rebound to Bazemore.
I mean, guys just don't care anymore.
Here comes Bazemore. Throws to the right wing. Wanamaker doesn't look at the shot. Low pass over to Pascal, and it's out of bounds.
Well, it's an interesting lineup the Kings have out there right now. I mean, not a lot of quickness out there. Really don't. So defensively, it's interesting to watch them kind of do the rotations. But offensively, who are they going to?
Joseph trying to set up Barnes in the box. He's guarded by Wanamaker on a switch. Barnes now doubled by Bazemore. Rotates out to Joseph. Bielitsa, a good closeout by Pascal. Cut him off. High pass to Whiteside. Goes up in traffic and got fouled. But the Warriors were scrambling there defensively, and Tom, and technically it might not be their best defensive stance, but I love the activity.
Yeah.
Love how guys were getting over, switching a little bit.
Well, it's interesting because you see what the Kings are trying to do, trying to get it to Whiteside because he's the biggest man on the court. But he's not really a scorer. So when you give it to him, it gives the Warriors a chance to scramble and get their hands on the ball, either dig down or full-on double, or guys that are just rotating. And the Warriors are fine with trying to do that because Whiteside's not really a guy you want to get the ball to 15, 20 times a game. Conversely, you get on the other side. Now Whiteside has to play somebody who's very skilled on the perimeter. I think that's a matchup Steve is really comfortable with.
Whiteside makes one of two. It's 39-21 Warriors. Kyle Guy has checked in. 6'1 guard out of Virginia. He's one of the heroes of preseason. Hit the buzzer beater to beat the Warriors. Wiggins, right corner to Damian Lee. Over to Pascal. Pascal drives it. Good fake. Rotates out to Wiggins. Over to Wanamaker. He'll drive. Hand off Pascal. Bulls his way to the bucket, and he dunked it. 20-point lead for the Warriors with 9:32 to go in the first half. 41-21. Whiteside in deep, traveled again. Shots up, it's good, and a foul. No travel call forthcoming. Opinions free of charge. I thought he did.
Well, let's see.
One, two,
three. Yeah, pretty close.
No, I don't think he did.
Pretty close.
I think he was okay there. But it looked like it just looked awkward, yeah. Maybe.
I mean, look, by NBA standards, that was great footwork.
Jeez. Free throw is good for Whiteside. 3-point play. 41-24. Warriors on top. Again, Sacramento lining up in this little matchup zone here. Yep. Ball on the far wing to Wiggins. Wiggins drives in, spins, goes up, and there's Whiteside again. The Warriors have taken it to Whiteside three times.
Well, you got to know he's coming when they're sitting in that zone. That's what he's looking for.
He'll giddy up on a floater. Didn't draw iron. Goes off the glass. Damian Lee with the rebound. Drifting to the right wing. Balancing the floor is Bazemore. Catches left corner. Backs up. Pascal has Whiteside on his back, so they're going to move away from that and bring Pascal up top for a screen. Wanamaker off the screen, takes a two. It's up and no good. And the rebound to Heald to Joseph. You wonder if this five has a shelf life. And Joseph, directing traffic, calls up Whiteside. Goes away from Whiteside, dribbles, and now passes to him. Whiteside says, I'm open, and hits a 15-footer.
Who knew?
Just says, okay.
I mean, he can hit that occasionally, but the further he got away from the bucket tonight, the better he's striping it.
He and Fox are the league scorers for Sacramento with 8 points apiece. Warriors up 15. Wiggins contested two up and good over Harrison Barnes. 43-26. Wiggins now 3 of 7. He has 6 points. Joseph, near side. Baseline, pass to Whiteside at the left elbow. Fakes and drives in. Goes up with the right hand, no good. Ball tipped out. Bazemore's got it. Bazemore, far sideline, double. Ball deflected it, dribbled it off the foot of Heald. Heald was standing out of bounds, and the Warriors will maintain possession. Here comes Michael Mulder. Michael with a Y. His dad was a big-time Los Angeles Laker fan, so he named him after Michael Thompson. Ball to Wanamaker. Now to Wiggins. Wiggins off the inbounds. Back to Wanamaker. He's wide open. Takes a dribble. Takes a two. Misses that. And Buddy Heald with a rebound. Heald up the floor. Feeds in deep for Holmes, who was fouled on the entry pass. And the Warriors continue to foul at an alarming rate here.
Oh, Buddy Heald has taken one shot.
Wow.
Change him a shot there.
Usually he gets those off, you know, as soon as he gets off the bus.
I know. I'm waiting for it. Hey, don't lay your guard down if you're the Warriors. There's going to be a time where he tries to get going.
Well, he's one of those guys. It just takes one.
Yep.
Kyle Guy for a three. That was contested nicely by Mulder. No good. And the rebound to Wiggins. Across left of the circle. Now brings it to the right hand, to the middle. Stop and pop, top of the key jumper. That was money. Cold hard cash for Andrew Wiggins. It's 45-26.
Fly by.
Here's Heald for 25. Misses everything, goes out of bounds to Golden State.
Warriors basketball.
My goodness. I think Wiggins left marks on the wood with that stop. Holy moly. 45-26. This is unexpected. I thought that we'd have a competitive game. Mulder catches and drops the ball out of bounds. He did that last night on an inbounds play. 45-26. Here's Fox down the lane, leaves his feet, passes to Guy. Guy, Euro steps to the baseline and hits a tough floater.
Very tough shot.
45-28. Guy with his first bucket. On the bounce, the ball goes to Pascal, to Wiggins. Wiggins, middle of the floor, they spread out. Now Pascal comes over for a screen. Off the screen, bad pass. Wiggins threw it right to Fox. And a turnover on the Warriors. Warriors are getting sloppy here. Fox goes down the lane, rams into Mulder. That's a foul on Mulder and a timeout. 6:34 to go in the first half. 45-28. Warriors on top by 17 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines.
Dub Nation, tonight's Warriors shop item of the game is 25% off a Warriors The Bay short sleeve t-shirt. Make sure to use the code IOTG25 at checkout. Shop tonight at shop.warriors.com. A Fanatics experience. I prefer Fantastic, but RC, you wrote it. You deal with it.
Fox at the second free throw after missing the first. That's De'Aaron Fox of Sacramento. 45-29. Warriors over the Kings. 6.5 to go here. In the second quarter, Curry right side to Mulder. Mulder's pass deflected to Wiseman. Back to Mulder. He'll go baseline. Throws it up top, deflected. Draymond gets it back to Mulder. He'll turn and fire in the corner. It's good! A three ball left corner pocket for Mulder. The truth is out there. Fox gets it to Holmes. Holmes, hand off to Fox. Wiseman looking at him. Guy up top, pressured by Damian Lee. Gets it over to Fox, guarded by Wiseman. They back up now as Fox probing, takes a 15-footer over Wiseman, rattled it home.
So you're messing with me now, because in this game there actually is a Fox and a Mulder.
There you go. Wiseman gets it in deep on Holmes, turns, left-hand jump hook, crawls over the rim and rolls to the right. Barnes with a rebound, 17-point Warriors advantage. Barnes with the ball to Guy. Guy taking it hard, baseline, stops, lost the ball, goes and retrieves it beyond the hash mark. Little flip to Holmes. Holmes turns outside to Fox. Fox now waiting to the foul line. Backs up. 18-footer. Missed it. Draymond Green the rebound. Draymond long lead pass to Wiseman, who catches and lays it in one motion.
Just run the court. You know Draymond, if he has it, he'll find you.
For a second there, I thought you were going Walton on me. Run the floor, big man.
Oh, what is he doing?
Fox will back up. Warriors up 19, 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Here's Barnes, sets his feet, lets it fly. Topside triple bounces on the back plate and rolls off. Tipped away, Curry to run it down. Curry to midcourt. Bounce pass to Draymond. Back to Curry, give it go, stops and lays it in.
Ty, that's so nice.
That was sweet. Biggest lead of the night for the Warriors right now at 21. Holmes topside. Hand off to Barnes. Barnes. Gets it over on the side. Robinson fires, and he hits a three from the corner. 52-34. And Robinson has played for the Warriors, the Sixers, and the Kings in the last year and a half. Curry fouls Guy after Wiseman spun, missed the shot. He wanted a foul call on Holmes. Didn't get it. Curry with his first foul, but it puts the Warriors over the limit. It puts Guy to the free throw line. Guy hit the game winner in preseason between these two clubs. Kind of reminded me of a game in China. R.C. Davis likes to fondly remember. Rob Kerr's a game winner.
Nothing better than a buzzer beater in preseason.
Guy hits both free throws. Good shooter, good defender.
Yep.
Plays hard.
Hey, if you go to Virginia, you know you're a good defender.
Yeah.
That's just a given.
52-36, Draymond directing traffic. And Oubre downstairs. He's wide open. Falling out of bounds. The pass led him out of bounds. He had a layup or a dunk there. Curry off the screen. Drives hard on Bagley. Left hand up and in with a big man on his hip.
That is such a tough finish.
Wow. Right corner. Robinson lets it fly. Dunk attempt by Bagley. No good. He goes down. Oubre Jr. comes up. It's 5-on-4. Curry takes a three but was fouled first by Fox.
Sometimes I'm a little baffled when guys foul guys in the open court when you have like three or four guys back.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it sometimes. Sometimes, like, you had enough guys back. Why are you fouling?
Curry got shaken up there for a moment. Right knee has a sleeve on it. Catches and fires. They left him alone. They left him alone. Topside of their zone defense. And he just knocks down a three.
Luke Walton's beside himself.
Heal will try to answer back with the three. Misses. Curry the rebound. 57-36 Warriors. Curry chest pass to Mulder. Up top, Oubre Jr. Back to Curry. Behind the back. Oubre Jr. wasn't looking. Ball deflected away. Here comes Fox. Fox downstairs. Draymond with a steal as he took it away from Bagley. It's 4-on-3. Draymond dribbles in, feeds over to Oubre Jr. for a dunk with a no-look bounce pass. Oh, that was sweet. Timeout, Sacramento. 59-36 Warriors. The 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Sacramento starters not named De'Aaron Fox are 1 of 13 from the floor. And whistle problem while we get that straightened out. Let's pause 10 seconds. Station identification on the Warriors Radio Network. Kings of the ball are in their black uniforms attacking the basket to our left. Fox goes inside and it's deflected out of bounds to Sacramento. 14 to shoot. 59-36 Warriors, 3:02 to go second quarter. Fox to toss in. Heel gets open. It's a three look. It's up and good. You got to watch him. It just takes one with him. 59-39 Warriors.
And like Steph, and we saw Damian Lillard, once he gets it going, you got to get out way out to him.
Ball to Draymond, the offensive end. Curry catches, dribbles in, goes all the way. Lob for Wiseman, two-hand slam.
Nice job by Steph being patient right there. Waiting for Bagley to commit. Finally committed to him, threw it right over the top.
Warriors have 17 first-half assists, a whistle and a foul. Fouls are now 13-8, favoring the road squad, but Warriors have been prone to fouling early in this season, and they have to work on here.
And that's what Steve Nash was the best ever at, stressing the big guy, stressing him. He'd keep the dribble alive and make you make a decision. As soon as you came to him, he'd throw it up to Amari. If you didn't, he'd just keep dribbling, and then ultimately he'd lay it up. But that really is what you want to do as a point guard, as Harrison Barnes makes for his free throw, is make the big guy make a decision as soon as you turn that corner. Some guys make it too late. Some guys give up the ball too early. Nash was the best at it.
Harrison Barnes hits both free throws. Harrison has been one of those guys. He just does what you ask him to do. He'll be in Dallas and with the Warriors, now with Sacramento. Good player. Curry, right corner to Oubre Jr. Fakes and drives into trouble. Lost the ball. Got it back. Goes up strong. And around and out. Missed it. And Barnes the rebound. Fox will take it. Man, quick acceleration to the paint at the other end. Stops and retreats. Goes downstairs. Bagley jump hook over Draymond. Nothing there. Wiseman lost the rebound. Wiggins hustles to it. Deflected to Wiseman. He leads a 3-on-2 to Oubre Jr. Lob back. Wiseman goes up and dunked it and got fouled.
It must be nice just to throw it up, knowing this young guy who's got some bounce is going to go get it. Man, he's long.
Buddy Hield tried to foul him, and he couldn't get to the part of the arm that would make a difference. Got his shoulder.
And one thing I've noticed about him, too, just so even keel.
Oh.
He didn't show a lot of emotion. He's just kind of up and down, just working, doing his thing.
Missed the free throw. Kings attack quickly. Barnes goes reverse. And the Warriors caught flat-footed there, and Barnes able to score. 63-43 Warriors, minute 40 to go in the first half. Curry off the screen. Step back. Off the dribble. It's up and good. Bagley looked one way, and he said, where did he go? 66-43 Warriors. Curry down with 21. Heald waiting. Off the pick. Behind the back to Barnes, topside. One dribble, shoveled it over, and Draymond Green called for a foul. By the way, Spencer Dinwiddie underwent surgery for Brooklyn, restructuring his ACL.
That's brutal.
Yeah, it's just heartbreaking. Actually, they're going to be without Kevin Durant for 4 games.
I saw that.
Their efficiency levels go down significantly when he's off the floor.
Yeah. Talking about one of the most efficient NBA players in the history of the game. That Dinwiddie lot, that's going to be a big one for them, though.
Yeah.
Big. Because he could really tie that second unit together.
Barnes rattles home the second. The first one was true. Both free throws good. Makes it 66-45. Golden State on top. 74 seconds left in the first half. Curry doubled. Right wing to Oubre Jr., cruising on the baseline, pulls up from 10, on the rim, and no good. Rebound to Robinson. Wiseman was there, and he mistimed his jump. Robinson goes all the way and attacks the glass. Missed it. Draymond called for a foul. That's his third. You know, it's the way it's being whistled, and I get it. Yeah, Draymond did get him with his arm, but then tried to retreat. But Robinson will go to the line to shoot two.
That's one where, let's put it this way. When you have the ball, you know you got fouled. If you're the guy defending, you know you didn't foul. That's just one of those where the benefit of the doubt is going to go to the offensive player, and rightfully so. But I get where Draymond's coming from.
Draymond Green has been a difference maker in his games back with Golden State. First night, not so much. But now the guys win. Now the free throw is no good. The Kings get the rebound. They get it out to Buddy Hield, and he misses a three. It goes out of bounds. Robinson missed the second. 20-point lead for the Warriors. 53.9 to go before the break. Ball thrown into Damian Lee. Back to Oubre Jr. Hand off Curry. Curry down the near wing. Buddy Hield will pick him up as he comes across half court. Curry drifting onto the logo with a left-hand dribble. Calls out instructions. Gets a screen for the big guy. Curry penetrates. A little floater out of the way over Bagley. No good. Rebound Barnes. Barnes takes it up the heart of the defense. They can get two for one. Barnes goes all the way and scores a left-hand layup. That will not please the head coach. Sacramento now scored the last five. Lead is 18. Curry double team. Throws up a bad shot. We have a whistle and a foul. And that's going to get Luke Walton out to half court.
Foul before the shot.
Foul called by Carl Lane.
Second and last 2 minutes.
That's such a delayed
looking play. Yeah, I mean, Curry, yeah, he got fouled by Robinson, reached in on the shot. And now we have discussion, we have loitering. Finally, we'll get free throws with 22.9 to go in the first half. Coming up at halftime, well, some of the great moments last night from Stephen Curry.
There's nothing really needed to be said before tonight, and there's nothing I need to say afterward. It's just, like I said, I got to know I got a lot left in the tank, and just thankful to God that I'm healthy and able to be back out there playing and enjoying the game that I love and, you know, surprising myself from time to time.
Eight finals as well in the association. R.C. Davis will have it all for you. Curry. It's two of the three. His streak stopped last night at 80. Too shy of a streak by Dirk Nowitzki. He had 82 streak. 1 point. Kings with the shot clock turned off will hold it right on top of the logo. Warriors up 20. Fox middle of the floor. Heel flares out to the right. Fox still dribbling in the middle. Gets a switch. Guarded by Damian Lee. Shot clock at three. Backs him down to the paint. Now spins. Goes up. And it's blocked from behind by Wiggins. Rebound Damian Lee. Kings won the foul call. They're going to go to the locker room frustrated, and the Warriors take a 20-point lead at halftime. 68-48, Warriors on top. R.C. Davis and the halftime festivities follow these words on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 68-48, Warriors at the break. We get ready to start the third quarter. Same five that opened the game for Steve Kerr. Holmes is out there now, and he will start the second half. Looking at our score monitor, had him not starting the second half, but he is out there. Draymond Green with the ball. Warriors going right to left, second half. Tim Roy, Tom Tilbert with you. On the dribble, Wiggins gets fouled by Buddy Hield. Kind of a little surprising, Tommy, to see the Kings come out there. Just had no energy to start the game. Warriors moving the ball very well. 19 assists on 26 buckets.
They put it on them early, and most of it was just that, energy. Just getting after it, being quicker to the ball.
Wiseman, Oubre Jr. throws up a wild prayer that was not answered. And Bagley has it, gets it to Fox. Oubre Jr. tried to get a steal, but Fox spins away from him. On the bounce to Hield, guarded by Curry. Hield waiting for Fox. Can't get free, so Holmes gets it and hands off to Fox. Top of the key. Hesitates. Stutter step. Step back 17-footer. Good.
That's kind of his office, about 15, 17 feet. He'd like to get it all the way there, but he's got a little step back. Both elbows extended. And he's the guy you want to make sure you keep an eye on, because if he gets it going, he can get everyone else involved too.
Curry has the ball to Wiggins. Wiggins off a screen by Wiseman. Kings were ready for that. Wiseman catches in traffic, gets it. Now power move, a little jump hook. Good from about 8 feet away.
Well, once he extends upward, no one's going to challenge that shot.
And a lot of rookies might have panicked on that when the ball got knocked away, but he just stayed with it. Heald feeds Fox. Fox guarded by Curry. Takes him down the lane. Runs to the rim. Goes up. Blocked by Draymond. Curry comes up with it. Curry, midcourt, three-point line. Dribbles down the lane. Feeds over to the wing. Dribble drive Wiggins to the cup. Looking for Wiseman. Bad pass, and it's ripped away by Barnes. Warriors sloppy there. Their seventh turnover. Catching and shooting his heel. That's a back rim miss on a three. And Wiseman just takes that out of the crowd. Draymond now waving Oubre away. Curry to come up and get the ball. Stomping his feet. Curry does. Curry gets it. Curry waiting. Off the screen. Penetrates the defense. Stops. Waiting. Throws to the corner. Oubre Jr. there. He's open. He fires. Three ball. Left corner pocket for Oubre Jr. 73-50 Warriors. Get you our Twitter question of the night. Brought to you by the K5 from Kia. Fox on the far side. Feeds Heald. Heald weaving. Locates Bagley. It's a three. Lands with a thud. Tipped out by Holmes, but gathered in by Curry. Curry on the jog. Stops and fires from about 25 feet. Little heat check. No good. Bagley defensive rebound. Bagley to the front court. Spins and runs over. Draymond offensive foul. Easy call there. So our Twitter question tonight, brought to you by the K5 from Kia. Where do you put last night's game by Steph Curry among all the great games that he has had as a Warrior? Where would you put last night's game? Hit me up on Twitter at Warriors Vox. Send me an email at timroy at warriors.com, T-I-M-R-O-Y-E. Also tell us where and how are you listening to tonight's game. Curry off the screen, takes a dribble. It's a three. It's no good. Rebound to Barnes. Would you like to offer up your Twitter handle, Tom?
Well, no, no, that I don't want to do.
Barnes scores.
I was just trying to think of the trivia. I'm trying to think if I can come up with something better than last night. I was thinking playoffs.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to think of anything better regular season for sure.
Playoffs, that game in New Orleans.
The one he hit the three from the corner?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mo Spates, one of the biggest offensive rebounds in Warriors history. Shot no good for the Warriors, and the rebound to Fox. It's 73-52 Golden State. Barnes penetrates over to Holmes. Shoveled up with the right hand, won't go. Draymond lost the rebound on the deck, dribbled it away, and picked up by Wiggins. Wiggins, Curry left wing. Curry lost the ball, gets it back. Hand off Wiseman, goes up, blocked from behind by Heald. He's off and running with Fox 2-on-1, Draymond back. And it's Heald, stopping and popping. It's a three. It's good for the left wing. Steve Kerr has seen enough. First to 3 minutes and 42 seconds. A little ragged. Warriors 73, Kings 55. On the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. We're back in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth. It's brought to you by Cyber Policy. Tim Roy, topside. It's a winning cyber defense. Warriors up 18, 73-55. They've been leading since early in the first quarter. Curry with the ball. Takes it topside. Goes left corner to Wiseman. He'll fire away. The three ball is short. Rebound Heald. 4 minutes gone by third. There's plenty of time left in this game. Heald weaving, driving. Puts it up. No. Throws it right to Wiggins. Wiggins on the break, and Fox just fouled him.
Well, that one you probably should. That one he was going to get a layup. There is nobody back, but I mean, how about the pass? I mean, it was right to Wiggins. It was as if he tried to pass it to Wiggins. That's how right to Wiggins it was.
Third foul on Fox, second on the Kings. 7:45 remaining. Whoa. Draymond, but it's getting ragged out here.
Yeah, it is.
Bad pass by Kirby, caught by Draymond. Draymond at the right hash mark to Wiggins, top of the key. Kings playing a little more intense on the defensive end. Wiggins fades and fires off the dribble, misses it to the right. Rebound to Holmes. Still 73-55. Warriors on top. Barnes at the screen. Pick and roll. Met by Draymond. Throws a bad shot. Slapped away by Wiseman. And Curry with it in transition. Cross court skip to Wiggins. In rhythm for three. Got it. Nice pass by Curry.
All started with the defense of Wiseman.
Yep. Barnes catches in transition. He'll take a three. That's good. Harrison Barnes hits it. 76-58. 6:57 to go in the quarter. Curry waiting. Game three of the homestand. Clippers come to town on Wednesday. Draymond Green fakes. Dribble drive. Lost it and got fouled. And Root Hill shoot two. Draymond heads to the free throw line. Watch the Warriors live from the comfort of your home in the Dub Hub. Dub Hub, an interactive virtual fan experience that puts you in the action. On live television, as you root for the Dub, space very limited. Sign up now at Warriors.com. Holmes with his third foul.
Well, if you're Holmes, you have no business going for that pump fake from Draymond from three. Right? I mean,
right.
A break three. If he wants to shoot it, he makes it. You know what? He makes it. But you're not going to go for the pump fake. And that's where being prepared mentally, you got to be a step ahead. You got to be thinking to yourself, okay, who is out here? What am I going to do in these situations? And I'm not going to tell you it's easy because it's not, because the game moves at a high rate of speed. But if you're not thinking ahead, that's what happens.
Two free throws good for Draymond. 78-58. Warriors lead by 20. 6:40 to go. In the third, Barnes behind the screen, down the lane, working on Wiseman. Pump fake, beautiful drop step by Harrison Barnes to the rim, and he laid it in.
Pump fake, basketball player's best friend.
That was well done. Wiseman screens for Curry, gets the ball back down the lane, stripped by Fox. Loose ball to Barnes. Fox coming the other way, rotates over to Heald. It's a three, it's up and good. And all of a sudden, it's a 15-point lead, and Steve Kerr calls his second timeout of the third quarter. 6:15 to go. Warriors 78, Kings making some noise at 78-63 on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Now Bob on Twitter remembers the three-point shootout Curry had with Omri Caspi in the Sacramento Kings back in the day.
I do remember that.
Bazemore takes across the timeline, part of our Kia Twitter question. Here's some of the other great games that Steph Curry has had. Where do you put last night? Now Draymond gets it from Curry, takes an 8-foot floater, barely got the rim, rebound Buddy Hield. Kings on run right now. It's a 15-point Warriors lead. Fox goes all the way in, missed it, ball tipped away by Looney. Curry's got it. Curry accelerates with Fox trailing. Curry passes left corner, Oubre Jr. It's a three, and he's got another one. That has to feel good, his third of the night. 81-63 Warriors. Looking comfortable out there. He's got 15. Fox guarded by Draymond, left side on a switch. Throws to Holmes instead up top. Now to Robinson. Chased down the lane by Oubre Jr. Shots no good in the foul. Chelsea checks in with the family, driving back to Nebraska from Tallahassee, Florida.
Wow.
That is a major league drive. Drive safe. Baseball with the foul, his second.
Well, since we were watching the Warriors and the Kings,
yes,
I'll give you the most incredible thing I've ever seen in a basketball court regular season was Clay.
Right.
37 and a quarter. That's still the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
That's the most you've laughed in 12 minutes,
oh my
I think,
goodness.
In history.
You kidding? You know how much I made per laugh? It's astounding.
Yep. Curry, left corner, takes a three off the dribble, missed it. Rebound, Looney got just knocked to the floor. It's a foul on Sacramento.
Mugged him.
Tom Holmes, he doesn't like the call.
You know what Looney said? Excuse me, Holmes.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Get my own movie reference in there.
So, see, I go back a little bit to the book and to the various TV series. I would say it's Elementary.
There you go.
Bazemore. To Looney.
Oh, you're a little older than I am.
Over to Draymond Green. You can see my taillights. Draymond Green up top. Top of the key. Pulls up. Jump pass for Bazemore. Ill-advised. Knocked away by Fox. And the Warriors have all of a sudden gone stagnant. They lead by 16. Robinson. Pump fake. Gets it over to Fox. Top of the key. It's a three. Nothing there. Rebound loose. And Curry's got it. Curry throws ahead to Bazemore down the near wing. Bazemore with the dribble. Trailing is Draymond. See if the Warriors can get a good look here. Draymond to Bazemore. Bazemore guarded by Hill. Great pass inside. Curry flipped it up and in. It got fouled. Wow. Nicely done.
Yeah, it's a nice cut. And just stop. He's so good at drawing contact. It's something he didn't have when he first came into the league. Now he knows how to let people run into him. He just lets them use their momentum to run into him. And he's already braced for a shot.
A quick six for the Warriors, and they lead 84-65. Curry, 26.7 rebounds, 7 assists. He's averaging 32 a night. Robinson dribbles into a double team. It's getting chippy out there. He gets knocked down. That's a foul.
Warriors foul, number 30. Stephen Curry. That's his third.
Kelly Oubre Jr. And hit two threes coming in tonight. He is 3 of 5. But you knew, again, we were talking about this last night with Jim Barnett. It was a 5-year sample size, Tom. And he's going to regress to the mean at some point.
Yeah, I mean, look, you just keep shooting them, and at the end of the year, the numbers are going to be what the numbers are going to be. He's probably, I would say, you know, a 32, 33% three-point shooter when it's all said and done. Again, but for him, that's not how you judge yourself. He can be a lot more valuable. He's not a shooter per se. He's a guy that should be able to shoot adequately, but he does more for the team.
Foul on Looney, and the Kings inbound it again. Fox had knocked to the backcourt by Oubre Jr. Fox dribble drive left it for Holmes. Down the lane, layup good with the right hand. 84-67, Warriors lead by 17. 4:01 to go in the third. If the Warriors finish strong here in this third quarter, they can have a lot of fun in the fourth. Curry, head fake, behind the back dribble. Sets up, it's a deep two, it's a back rim miss, and Barnes pulls it down for Sacramento. They're trying to get back in the game and make the fourth quarter of the game. Barnes drives around Curry, goes up, throws it to the wing to Heald, to Fox, over to Robinson. It's a three, it's no good. Rebound Holmes, up top Fox, touch pass Robinson, blocked from behind by Bazemore, and he's called for a foul as Robinson goes down hard.
Well, the Kings are the ones right now that have, I would say, the slight edge in aggressiveness and urgency. They just can't make shots. They're just not shooting the ball. And the Warriors have hung with them here over the last five, six minutes because they've got to the free throw line a couple of times, but they've kind of slowed down too.
That's an interesting call there because he did get Robinson's hand, but the hand's part of the ball. I think it's because of the way Robinson fell that they called the
foul. I want to know who first came up with that hands part of the ball. Because if I took a baseball bat and hit the ball, and then I took a baseball bat and hit your hand, it's going to feel a lot different if I hit your hand with that baseball bat.
I can't argue with such well-thought-out logic.
I want to know who said that. I mean, that's like legend now. I mean, not legend, but it's fact now. I just want to know.
84-69, Warriors facing pressure. Oubre Jr. bags home another three above the break on the left wing.
He's feeling it tonight.
87-69. You knew he was due. He was due for a night like tonight. 4 of 6 beyond the arc. Robinson dribbles to the top of the key. Hand off to Holmes. Now to Heald, who circles to the right wing. Bazemore, ball pressure there. Bazemore rubbed off on an offensive foul on Rashawn Holmes on the screen. Bazemore and Oubre Jr. put a good ball pressure and forcing a turnover.
Yeah, that's on Holmes just to stand still. Man, you let your ball handler use you. But I know how you get antsy. I've been there before. You want to get him open. And you end up moving a little bit, and all of a sudden, you get an offensive foul.
Fifth foul on Holmes. He gets called for a technical as well. And Curry will walk up to shoot the technical free throw. Bagley has checked in now for Holmes. Free throw good by Curry. 88-69 Warriors.
And the best part about Oubre lighting it up from the three-point line tonight is, one, hopefully it helps him win, but two, you don't have to think about it anymore.
Yep.
Now you move on.
Yeah, it's over now. Just shoot. Curry off the dribble, working out Bagley. Shoveled inside. Bazemore touch pass to Looney. It's up and good.
What a nice, quick, tight quarters pass by Bazemore right there.
Now you can tell, looking at Bazemore the other night, he's a much better player than when he was here last time. Barnes drives in, draws a foul. Curry wanted the travel call, not going to get it.
Well, think about how many minutes he's got since then.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's got a lot of experience now, and you have a good feel for who you are as an NBA player.
Apparently somebody down
the
other.
Is he okay over there?
Ersie Davis was not happy with that call. He was.
Jeez. What was that? I might have registered on seismograph.
We've got a text from the USGS.
Yeah, you know there's a fault line around here somewhere, yeah, right? Yeah. We'd like to keep it in stable condition.
Last time the table shook like this, Andres Bjergsen's true story was at the free throw line during an earthquake.
Really?
Yes, he was. Free throw's good for Barnes. It's 90-71. Warriors up 19. Oubre Jr. tries to penetrate. Cut off by Barnes. Backdoor cut. Curry behind the back to Looney. Oh, my goodness. That's not fair.
How did he get that through?
Looney with a lay-in. 92-71.
Wow.
Wardell can feel it right now. Barnes goes up. Double clutch. No good. Ball slapped off the glass. Curry's got it. He's got Bazemore on his right. Bounce pass. Bazemore. Oh, he was a little bit behind him, but the pass was kicked. And so it's going to be Warriors ball. Yeah, I don't remember what year it was, but R.C., I didn't feel it right away. He came down the table to me, R.C. Davis, our producer, and Beatrice at the line goes, do you feel that? And then I looked and I saw the light fixture swaying.
Really?
In Oracle. Yeah. I went, oh, okay. We got a little earthquake here.
That's a little spooky.
Yeah. Curry off the inbound, steps back, takes a three above the break, left side, nothing there. Rebound tip. Looney got tangled up with Joseph in the rebound to Guy. Kyle Guy back on the floor for Sacramento. Cross court to Joseph. Warriors leading by 21. Minute 45 to go in the quarter. Joseph goes in, throws up an ill-advised shot. Bagley saved it right to Damian Lee. Lee on the go. It's been a wire-to-wire job for the Warriors. They've led the entire way. Bazemore left corner three. Got it. Bazemore hits. It's 95-71. Largest lead of the night. The Warriors are shooting 50%. Beyond the arc. Lob to Barnes. Warriors in the zone. They double him. Skip pass. Right corner Guy. Fakes. Off the dribble three. It's up. No good. Rebound loose. Tipped to the backcourt by Joseph. It's going to be backcourt. It's a violation. Golden State will get it. Alvin Gentry on the Kings bench. Their former assistant from the 14-15 championship squad. Looney comes over, catches at midcourt. The inbounds, handoff to Bazemore, who casually takes a couple of steps. Throws the ball over to Wiggins. 59 seconds to go in the quarter. Wiggins backs up his three ball. That's up and no good. Rebound. Looney got a piece of it, but goes over to Guy, and here comes Sacramento. Guy on the far side. Dumped it into Bagley. He's going to get back to that left hand. He does, and banked it home.
Yeah, you got to know. That's where he wants to go. So even give him the middle. Hey, you want to go right hand? Go right hand. You can't get back to your left.
39 seconds to go in the quarter. Curry fires up a three. Contested. Rolls it down. Joseph was right there, and Curry buried that. Curry's got 30 on the night. 92 points in seven quarters.
You know, that just was a nice move by Bagley, but they went too soon. It is amazing how teams mismanage two-for-ones. I mean, you have to try and give yourself two cracks at it and only give them one. Chris Paul's the best. Chris Paul understands from an offensive standpoint, from a defensive standpoint, as Joseph makes a free throw, how to manipulate the time. And you know what? Most teams don't. That's why the Warriors are going to end up getting the final shot of the game. And you may score 4 points. Or the quarter, excuse me. You may score four.
I thought you were going home.
Shut it down. Let's go. But the Warriors may hit a couple threes here. So you may get even amount of shots, and they may outscore you.
Mulder is on the floor now, taking over for Bazemore. Maybe they get that. Curry trapped at midcourt. Wants somebody in the middle. It's going to be Wiggins. Wiggins down the lane. Feeds Looney. Looney wide open for a dunk, and they carved up that trap very easily. They've hit the century mark with 14 seconds to go in the third. 100-75. Joseph with the dribble. Looney now has 11 points. Joseph over the top to Barnes. Barnes comes baseline. Jumper up, no good. Looney the rebound. The quarter is over. 12 minutes left here at Chase Center as the Warriors taking on the Sacramento Kings. Curry was 62 last night. Tonight through three quarters, 30 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists. Warriors 100, Kings 75 on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. We're back at Chase Center, Warriors 100, Kings 75. Before we start the fourth, let's pause. 10 seconds, station identification on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network. So we're back at Chase Center in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth. Kings with the ball. And they're going left to right on your radio dial. Brought to you by Cyber Policy, a winning cyber defense. Off the screen, Curtis Joseph gets it right side, gives it over to The jumper by Heel, that's no good. Corey Joseph, I should say. And the rebound goes to Wanamaker. Wanamaker with Mulder, Pascal, Lee, and Wiggins.
First couple minutes here, if you just extinguish all hope.
Wiggins, screen and roll with Pascal. Wiggins, toss up top. There's Mulder. He's open. He fires straight on for three. Mulder's second triple of the night.
You may not see the starters again tonight.
103-75. That would be the hope.
Yep. Well, Wiggins is out there.
Heel penetrates to Fox. Fox goes in, double clutch, no good, fell down. Pascal with the rebound. To Wanamaker, shovel to Mulder, won't shoot. Over to Wiggins, right corner to Lee. He's wide open. Three ball, right corner pocket, and the Warriors have a 31-point lead. My goodness. Hassan Whiteside working on Pascal. Spins a little jump hook, no good. Got his own rebound and gets hit once, twice, three times. Wanamaker comes over to help him up, saying, sorry there, big fella.
You think Luke has had it with this game?
I think it's yeah, I feel for Luke right now. I mean, you know, in the Western Conference, they would have to, you know, really have be on all cylinders to get into the mix,
yeah.
You know. And now with this stuff happening off the floor, that's not helping. Fox with a three on the left side. That's good.
No, you're absolutely right.
Curry, who has 92 points the last two games. According to Elias, as Pascal takes a three in front of the Kings bench, that's up and no good. And the rebound taken down by Fox. 97, he had it back-to-back games. February 25th and 27th of 2016. Had 93 also in that month. Bielitsa to Heald. Heald for three straight on. No good. Long rebound goes to Joseph. Over to Heald. Heald waiting. Crossover dribble on Wanamaker. Scoop to the hoop. No good. And it's a foul. Wanamaker picks up the foul.
Second team foul. Well, you don't mind that foul. I mean, you'd like to be able to stay in front of him, but if it's Heald, did he foul?
No. Buddy Heald kind of jumped on him, and he jumped up, and when he came down,
that's brutal.
He put his arm across Wanamaker. Wow. Heald with a free throw. It's up and no good.
There you go. What does that mean right there?
That means
ball don't lie. That's exactly what it means. And that's a big one, big ball don't lie, because that wasn't even close.
Heald second free throw, that's good. 106-79. The Warriors, who were blown out in their first two games, are doing it the other way tonight. Pascal plays catch with Wanamaker in the front court. We get a whistle and a foul. It's on Mulder.
Offensive foul, number 15, Michael Mulder.
Mulder called for a push. Mulder has to really, you know, get that floor game up to his shooting game.
Yeah.
And if he does that, he's going to get minutes. Whiteside pulls up, throws to the wing. Fox, met by two defenders, comes off a screen, won't shoot, now does, off a fake, and nailed it from the foul line.
That's one you'd like to see Fox jump into Pascal. I mean, you got the bucket, but get yourself to the free throw line at minimum.
Wiggins
nice.
Drives in, Joseph retreating all the way, and Wiggins scores with a right hand. He's got 13 on 6 of 13 shooting. Draymond Green up and coaching. Warriors up 108 to 81. Fox inside, no good, deflected away by Pascal. Lee gets it to Wanamaker, and he's fouled by Joseph, though Sacramento had three defenders back. I don't get that.
I don't either. Now, that was one I wouldn't have fouled. The other one right. I would have, that one I wouldn't have. It just, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we should do a In Search Of.
Oh, wow.
In Search Of the first
you
person
are dating
that did
yourself.
This. Yes, exactly. I want to know when it became a thing.
Wanamaker to Wiggins against the zone after the inbounds. It's no good. The rebound to Heal. Heal will take it up the floor. Jeff checks in, listening in from Atherton on our flagship station, 95.7 the game. Heal misfires on a three. He is now 3-for-11 from distance. Here comes Pascal the other way. Hesitation move. Ball deflected to Wiggins. He drops it. Goes to the floor. Picked it back up. And we have a travel.
What? Well, you can go pick it up.
I think he's saying that Wiggins deliberately threw it forward.
That is not deliberate.
He just dropped it.
No, that's a bad call. Sorry.
Fox between the circles. It's a tough game for everybody to keep their mental, you know, sharpness in this game.
What?
You got to repower that hearing aid. Down the lane. Offensive foul called out Joseph. He knocks somebody away. It's gotten a little ragged here. And 8:26 left.
Let's be honest. Everyone wants a running clock right now on the sidelines because the Kings are... moving on.
Speaking of focus, tackle one dribble, takes a foul line jumper against the zone and knocked that down to make it 110-81.
Oh, no, I was focused. That's why I stopped myself. I wasn't focused.
Oh, man. Boy, just Sacramento's got to go back to the drawing board here. Bielitsa on the go. Running bank shot, nothing there. Tipped away, Pascal has it. Warriors want to run. Pascal over to Lee. Lee with a dribble. Rotates over to Wiggins. Deep three, about 25-footer. That's good. Lou Walton calls time. It's 113-81 Warriors. 7:47 to go on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Golden State up 113-81. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert up top here in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth. Warriors have kind of emptied the bench here. Nico Mannion, the rookie out of Arizona, getting his first NBA action. Guarding Corey Joseph. Here's Guy down the lane, shoveled up with the right hand. It's up and good. So Mannion with Lee, Pascal, Wanamaker, and Jordan Poole out there for the first time tonight. Mannion catches between the circles. Right hand feed to Wanamaker. Backs up. Now off a screen by Pascal to Mannion. Mannion, dribble drive down the lane. Locates Lee. He's open for three. It's up and no good. And the rebound to Joseph. Joseph. Guarded by Wanamaker. Wanamaker trying to pin him to the sideline. Bagley screens. Pick and roll. Bagley comes in. Gets bumped. The shot's good. He's going to go to the line. And a chance for a three-point play.
What's the time if you're Nico Mannion? You're going to get some extended play. So you don't got to worry too much about making shots, or you'll probably be able to play through a mistake or two. But you just want to run things. You're the point guard out there, run the show, get everyone in the right position. And that was one of his strengths at Arizona, just being able to see the game, kind of run the game. Pretty good finisher, not a great shooter, but I'm sure for him to get out there and just kind of run the show for an extended period of time, it's going to be good for him.
One thing we learned, the free throw by Bagley, no good in the preseason. He can run a break.
Yes.
He can really run a break. Mannion at the right hash mark calls up Pascal. Goes away from the screen. Now gets the screen. Throws to Wanamaker. Catches and shoots the three. It lands off the back plate. And Bagley with a rebound. Guy down the far sideline. Bounce pass goes to the corner. The jumper is up and no good by Justin James, who has checked in. And now Mannion in the corner doesn't shoot. Gets it over to Wanamaker. Pascal. All the way to the bucket, left-hand drive, and layup is up and good. 115-85, the lead is 30. You remember your first game?
Yes.
Where were you?
In a daze. But specifically, I was in Charlotte. We were playing Cleveland.
Oh.
And we got trucked by about 40.
Was that the Mark Price and
Elo.
Yeah. Oh.
Hot Rod, Nance, Doherty.
Good team.
Whew, that was a fantastic team. We just got smashed.
Joseph comes down the lane, scores 115-87.
Yep. Left wing jumper hit my first shot. Although it's kind
really?
Of a blur. Yeah, I don't remember who was against, who was guarding me. I just remember I made it.
Oh, come on. Now you just got to say, you know, it's Larry Nance. It was a runner. Went right over the top of him.
Trust me. Larry Nance was not in the game when I made that shot. That I do know.
Yeah, foul or deflection. No, it's out of bounds to Sacramento. Kyle Guy took one on the arm.
I think Ron Harper was there, too.
Oh, yeah.
So that was one of the better teams of the last 30 years to not win a championship.
One of the most underrated players in his era, Ron Harper. Just really good.
Really good guy, too. Played with him in L.A.
Clippers.
Yep.
Kyle Guy to the rim, goes up, rejected, knocked away by Pascal. Loose ball, Wanamaker takes it all the way down the lane, blocked, knocked away, nice hands by Joseph. Bielitsa, the guy who never came back, goes up for the dunk, and it's swatted away by Damian Lee, and Guy gets fouled.
Well, you can't say these guys are not giving effort. Even with the game out of reach, you've had two blocks of dunk slash layups last two trips down the court.
Wow. R.C. Davis threw the box score off basketballreference.com. 133-93 Cavs.
Yeah, I told you we got housed.
Wow.
I thought it was 42.
40-16 in the second quarter.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Well, I didn't play. I don't have anything. My fingerprints weren't on that quarter.
Your plus minus was fine there. Chris Dudley was on that Cavaliers team. Phil Hubbard, Tree Rollins, Randolph Keys.
What does the box score say, RC? Was I 1-for-1 in the game?
1-for-1, one, 4 minutes.
There you go.
Got an assist, too.
Well, really? I was dealing out there.
Wow.
Look at that.
One of
good
two
production
on the line. Mannion gets the rebound. Mannion front court to Poole. Poole from 28. Swish for Jordan Poole. Nicely done. Nico Mannion should get his first assist of his NBA career. Bagley will take a three in the front court. Short rebound. Take it down now by Wanamaker. Wanamaker. Open, off the dribble three. Good over Bagley. All of a sudden, the Warriors are knocking down three.
Everyone's draining shots.
They're 19-37 tonight, Mannion. It's called for a foul. No. Check that. It's on Sacramento. Yeah, that night, Tom, your first game, the Hornets started Kelly Chipuka, Kurt Rambis, Dave Hoppin, Robert Reed, and Ricky Green.
Ricky Green.
Ramsey checks in for Sacramento. Metu checks in for Sacramento. Michael Holden, Rex Chapman off the bench. Muggsy Bogues off the bench that night.
And you say Kurt started, right, Rambis?
Yep.
Yeah.
Tim Kempton on that team.
There's another redhead for you.
Yeah, Suns broadcaster. Mulder to Pascal in the front court. Warriors 121-88. Pascal in deep. Finds Jordan Poole. He's open. Left side hits another three.
Jeez.
Wow.
It's on fire.
124-88. Guy guarded by Mannion. I think all that's left now is get Nico Mannion his first NBA bucket. Shot up is no good for Sacramento. Rebound comes down by Mulder. Mulder front court off a screen over to Mannion. High screen and roll. Mannion maintains the dribble. Up top. Waiting now. Takes a step back jumper. It's often no good. Rebound goes to the Kings. In the front court now, James rotates over on the wing. Ramsey back up top to James. James bumped by Mulder, takes it right down. Broadway, good, and a foul.
For Justin James.
Justin James with the hoop. Poole gets the foul. That's going to be his first foul. So it's good to see Jordan come in, hit a couple of shots.
You can get your confidence in these type of situations. I mean, it doesn't mean a lot, but to get your stroke going or make a couple of nice passes, I mean, really, you just want to be efficient, run the offense, don't go too crazy. Usually the veterans are the ones who do that.
Driving in his pool, he traveled and turned it over. By the way, Justin James, a 6'6 forward out of Wyoming, was drafted in 2019 by Sacramento.
Yeah, garbage time. If you were a young player, you didn't want the vets out there. The vets were always sucking up all the shots at the end of the game, trying to vulture a couple points before they went to the bench.
Now, a little runner inside by Metu is up and no good, the former Spur. And the rebound comes down to Pascal, to Poole. Poole will fake. He'll drive in all the way. Left-hand layup is up and good. 126-90. Poole with a bucket, Guy with the ball. Metu, spin dribble, hand off to James. James pulls up, passes to the paint, inside, and up, and no good with a layup, but on the second try, the tip is good for Woodard, who played his college ball at Mississippi State.
The Bulldog.
Yep. Up top, Jordan Poole, right side, got it to Mulder to Pascal. Back outside, Poole not afraid to fire, it's up and no good. And the rebound pulled down by Sacramento. Guy will handle here. Logan the far wing. Ramsey to Guy. Guy pick and roll. Up top, pump fake. Gets it to Mattu. Turns and fires and hits.
Nice shot.
Yep.
No, did he quiet him down? Did he do the finger, quieting him down? Who's he quieting? There's nobody here.
He's quieting the virtual fans. Mulder hits a three from the right wing. It's 129-94 Warriors. Ramsey, it is truly stat time right now. And with the ball, down the lane, to the rim, double clutching is Woodard up, no good. Got his own rebound and dunked it down. Robert Woodard with the slam.
Yeah, the intensity has subsided just a bit.
Yeah. You know, it's just something you can't really, you know, fault anybody for. Here's Mannion handing off to Pascal with a beautiful feed. The shot's no good. Mannion hit the deck. Boy, the Warrior bench really wants Mannion to get a bucket here. Minute 44 to go. Mattu right down the lane with a dunk. Trailing the play. Nice move there.
So there's a timeout coming, right?
I believe so.
What if you just run the game out? What do they do with that?
Then we add that timeout at the end of the game. We run our commercial spots for our sponsors.
No, we do. What do they do? Just
Wanamaker spins it up and in.
They just call the game, right? Just like, okay, we're done.
I think there's fines and multiple problems involved.
Somebody better call that dang timeout.
131-98. You need to stop it. You play.
Because this is going to be close.
Yep. Mannion gets the rebound. Mannion backs up to the corner. This is like a scrimmage now. Ball to Wanamaker. Wanamaker penetrates up top. Pascal over to Mulder. Mulder loads up and above the break three and hits that. The truth is out there. He's 4 for 4. 134-98. I will say one thing now. It's taking a long three as Ramsey. Jamias Ramsey hits a three. It's a good thing that this is not, you know, one of those two-game sets, because you would not want to play Sacramento after a game like this. Right wing, Pascal. Pascal for three. It's up and good. Pascal knocks one down. The Warriors have hit 23 threes in this game. Other end, dribble drive to the rim. James gets a bucket. 30.6 time. We still need that timeout.
We're going to run out. We're going to run out about 4.5 minutes.
Mannion takes a jumper. That's no good.
I don't think I've ever seen that before. 4.5 minutes of a game just run out.
Down the near wing. Shot clock is off. Sacramento can shoot it one more time if they want. And Mattu obliges, hits
Mattu.
Jumper, 8.7 to go. Warriors bring it up. And the Warriors will get the win. Final score, 137-106. Warriors in a laugher tonight, but boy, just didn't see the kind of intensity you would have expected from Sacramento tonight.
Not at all.
And it set the tone. Warriors never trailed in this one.
Isn't that back-to-back 137s?
And we got Kelly Oubre Jr. is going to be our guest. And he's going to put the headset on. And apparently, so we're trying to get the set on. Kelly, can you hear us? Ken Harris, apparently it's not turned on. And we will try and get that squared away. And 137-106 was the final. And apparently it hasn't been turned on. We're trying to get that turned on for us. Here, Warriors PR extraordinaire Brett Winkler doing the... Hey, Kelly, can you hear us?
Yes, sir. I can hear you, man.
Hey, congratulations on the win. And we know... You know, you haven't been knocking down shots the way you want to, but you've contributed in so many other ways. Mm-hmm. How much fun was tonight?
Tonight was amazing. We just wanted to come out here and get this second one off the back-to-back. It was imperative that we send a message and pretty much finish strong on this great stint. So it was fun, man.
You know, it's difficult. You know, you guys are coming together. Nobody has really played with anybody else before. That's a chemistry issue, but Draymond Green solves some of those problems. What's it like to play alongside him?
Oh, it's amazing. He sees the floor really well. He knows the game of basketball like a genius. So he's just been really able to just kind of relax us and put us in the spots that we need to be in out there.
Hey, Kelly, is it tough for you or easier than maybe we think it is for you to relax and not worry about your shooting when you're doing so many other things? I mean, we see those, but I know how players can get sometimes. You concentrate on one thing.
Right.
How has it been for you?
Well, like I said, coming into this thing, man, I'm a two-way player, so I don't just offer one thing. I'm not a one-dimensional individual on the court, so I can definitely impact the games in multiple ways other than scoring, but I can score the ball, and that's kind of the thing, is I have to just relax and just let it come to me instead of going out there and forcing it.
What has been the biggest difference with you guys the last couple games? You put up a lot of points, but the defensive intensity seems to have picked up as well over the last couple games, especially early in the game to kind of set a tone.
Yeah, I mean, our motto is defense first. We have to be an elite defensive team to get to where we want to get to. So coach has been doing a great job harping on that pregame practices, shoot-arounds, and everything. So we're kind of just trying to formulate our identity as this new team. But at the end of the day, it starts on the defensive end, and we can score the ball really easily. We have a lot of weapons.
Kelly, we thank you for your time. Congratulations on a great night. 18 points, 3 boards, 2 assists, and go celebrate the win.
Love, man. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, right. Kelly.
Kelly Oubre Jr., our guest in the State Farm postgame show. Beckons, Warriors winning 137-106 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.